The Marks of a Great Man, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, an Arthapindika's monastery. There the Buddha addressed the mendicants. "Mendicants, venerable sir," they replied. The Buddha said this: "There are 32 marks of a great man. A great man who possesses these has only two possible destinies, no other. If he stays at home, he becomes a king, a wheel-turning monarch, a just and principled king. His dominion extends to all four sides. He achieves stability in the country, and he possesses the seven treasures. He has the following seven treasures: the wheel, the elephant, the horse, the jewel, the woman, the treasurer, and the counsellor as the seventh treasure. He has over 1,000 sons who are valiant and heroic, crushing the armies of his enemies. After conquering this land girt by sea, he reigns by principle, without rod or sword. But if he goes forth from the lay life to homelessness, he becomes a perfected one, a fully awakened Buddha who draws back the veil from the world. And what are the 32 marks? He has well-planted feet. On the soles of his feet there are 1,000 spoked wheels with rims and hubs, complete in every detail. He has projecting heels. He has long fingers. His hands and feet are tender. His hands and feet cling gracefully. His feet are arched. His calves are like those of an antelope. When standing upright and not bending over, the palms of both hands touch the knees. His private parts are retracted. He is gold-coloured. His skin has a golden sheen. He has delicate skin, so delicate that dust and dirt don't stick to his body. His hairs grow one per paw. His hairs stand up. They're blue, black, and curl clockwise. His body is as straight as Brahma's. He has bulging muscles in seven places. His chest is like that of a lion. The gap between the shoulder blades is filled in. He has the proportional circumference of a banyan tree. The span of his arms equals the height of his body. His torso is cylindrical. He has an excellent sense of taste. His jaw is like that of a lion. He has 40 teeth. His teeth are even. His teeth have no gaps. His teeth are perfectly white. He has a large tongue. He has the voice of Brahma, like a cuckoo's call. His eyes are deep blue. He has eyelashes like a cow's. Beneath his eyebrows there grows a tuft, soft and white like cotton wool. His head is shaped like a turban. These are the 32 marks of a great man. A great man who possesses these has only two possible destinies, no other. Seers outside of Buddhism remember these marks, but they do not know the specific deeds performed in the past to obtain each mark. In some past lives, past existences, past abodes, the realized one was reborn as a human being. He firmly undertook and persisted in skillful behaviors, such as good conduct by way of body, speech, giving and sharing, taking precepts, observing the Sabbath, paying due respect to mother and father, ascetics and Brahmins, honouring the elders in the family, and various other things pertaining to skillful behaviours. Due to performing, accumulating, heaping up, and amassing those deeds, when his body broke up after death, he was reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. There he surpassed the other gods in 10 respects: divine life span, beauty, happiness, glory, sovereignty, sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and touches. When he passed away from there and came back to this state of existence, he obtained this mark of a great man. He has well-planted feet. He places his foot on the ground evenly, raises it evenly, and touches the ground evenly with the whole sole of his foot. Possessing this mark, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. He has the following seven treasures: the wheel, the elephant, the horse, the jewel, the woman, the treasurer, and the counsellor as the seventh treasure. He has over 1,000 sons who are valiant and heroic, crushing the armies of his enemies. After conquering this land, girt by sea, free of harassment by bandits, successful and prosperous, safe, blessed and untroubled, he reigns by principle, without rod or sword. And what does he obtain as king? He can't be stopped by any human foe or enemy. That's what he obtains as king. But if he goes forth from the lay life to homelessness, he becomes a perfected one, a fully awakened Buddha, who draws back the veil from the world. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He can't be stopped by any foe or enemy, whether internal or external, nor by greed, hate or delusion, nor by any ascetic or Brahmin or god or Mara or Brahma, or by anyone in the world. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, truth, principle, self-control and restraint, purity, precepts and observing the Sabbath, giving, harmlessness, delighting in non-violence, firmly undertaking these things he lived accordingly. By means of these deeds he went to heaven, where he enjoyed happiness and merriment. After passing away from there to here, he steps evenly on this rich earth. The gathered soothsayers predicted that there is no stopping one of such even tread, as householder or renunciate. That's the meaning shown by this mark. While living at home, he cannot be stopped. He defeats his foes and cannot be beaten. Due to the fruit of that deed, he cannot be stopped by any human. But if he chooses the life gone forth, seeing clearly, loving renunciation, not even the best can hope to stop him. This is the nature of the Supreme Person. Mendicants, in some past lives, the realized one was reborn as a human being. He brought happiness to many people, dispelling threats, terror and danger, providing just protection and security, and giving gifts with all the trimmings. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained this mark. On the soles of his feet there are 1,000 spoked wheels, with rims and hubs, complete in every detail, and well divided inside. Possessing this mark, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He has a large following of Brahmins and householders, people of town and country, treasury officials, military officers, guardsmen, ministers, councillors, rulers, tax beneficiaries and princes. That's what he obtains as king. But if he goes forth from the lay life to homelessness, he becomes a fully awakened Buddha. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He has a large following of monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen, gods, humans, demons, dragons and fairies. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, in olden days, in past lives, he brought happiness to many people, ridding them of fear, terror and danger, zealously guarding and protecting them. By means of these deeds he went to heaven, where he enjoyed happiness and merriment. After passing away from there to here, wheels on his 2 feet are found, all rimmed around and 1,000-spoked. The gathered soothsayers predicted, seeing the prince with the 100-fold mark of merits, that he'd have a following, subduing foes, which is why he has wheels all rimmed around. If he doesn't choose the life gone forth, he'll roll the wheel and rule the land. The aristocrats will be his vassals, flocking to his glory. But if he chooses the life gone forth, seeing clearly, loving renunciation, the gods, humans, demons, Sakka and monsters, fairies and dragons, birds and beasts will flock to his glory, the supreme, honoured by gods and humans. Mendicants, in some past lives the realised one was reborn as a human being. He gave up killing living creatures, renouncing the rod and the sword. He was scrupulous and kind, living full of compassion for all living beings. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained these 3 marks. He has projecting heels, long fingers, and his body is as straight as Brahma's. Possessing these marks, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He's long-lived, preserving his life for a long time. No human foe or enemy is able to take his life before his time. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He's long lived, preserving his life for a long time. No foes or enemies, nor any ascetic or Brahmin or god or Mara or Brahma or anyone in the world is able to take his life before his time. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this, it is said, realizing for himself the horrors of death, he refrained from killing other creatures. By that good conduct he went to heaven, where he enjoyed the fruit of deeds well done. Passing away, on his return to here, he obtained these three marks. His projecting heels are full and long, and he's straight, beautiful, and well-formed, like Brahma. Fair of limb, youthful, of good posture and breeding, his fingers are soft and tender and long. By these three marks of an excellent man, they indicated that the prince's life would be long. As a householder, he will live long. Longer still if he goes forth, due to mastery in the development of psychic power. Thus, this is the sign of long life. Mendicants, in some past lives, the realized one was reborn as a human being. He was a donor of fine and tasty foods and drinks of all kinds, delicious and scrumptious. Due to his performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained this mark. He has bulging muscles in seven places. He has bulges on both hands, both feet, both shoulders, and his chest. Possessing this mark, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He gets fine and tasty foods and drinks of all kinds, delicious and scrumptious. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He gets fine and tasty foods and drinks of all kinds, delicious and scrumptious. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this, it is said, he used to give the very best of flavours, scrumptious foods of every kind. Because of that good deed, he rejoiced long in Nandana heaven. On returning to here, he got seven bulging muscles and tender hands and feet are found. The soothsayers, expert in signs, declared, he'll get tasty foods of all sorts. As a householder, that's what that means. But even if he goes forth, he'll get the same, supreme in gaining tasty foods of all sorts, cutting all bonds of the lay life. Mendicants, in some past lives, the realized one was reborn as a human being. He brought people together using the four ways of being inclusive, giving, kind speech, taking care, and equality. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained these two marks. His hands and feet are tender, and they cling gracefully. Possessing these marks, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? His retinue is inclusive, cohesive, and well-managed. This includes Brahmins and householders, people of town and country, treasury officials, military officers, guardsmen, ministers, councillors, rulers, tax beneficiaries, and princes. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? His retinue is inclusive, cohesive, and well-managed. This includes monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen, gods, humans, demons, dragons, and fairies. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, by giving and helping others, kindly speech and equal treatment, such action and conduct as brought people together, he went to heaven due to his esteemed virtue. Passing away, on his return to here, the young baby prince obtained hands and feet so tender and clinging, lovely, graceful and good-looking. His retinue is loyal and manageable, staying agreeably all over this broad land, speaking kindly, desiring happiness. He practices the good qualities he's adopted. But if he gives up all sensual enjoyments, as victor he speaks Dhamma to the people. Devoted, they respond to his words. After listening, they practice in line with the teaching. mendicants. In some past lives, the realized one was reborn as a human being. His speech was meaningful and principled. He educated many people, bringing welfare and happiness, offering the teaching. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained these two marks. His feet are arched and his hairs stand up. Possessing these marks, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He is the foremost, best, chief, highest, and finest of those who enjoy sensual pleasures. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He is the foremost, best, chief, highest, and finest of all sentient beings. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, his word was meaningful and principled, moving the people with his explanations. He brought welfare and happiness to creatures, unstintingly offering up teaching. Because of that good deed he went to heaven, and there rejoiced. On return to here, two marks are found of excellence and supremacy. His hands stand upright, and his ankles stand out well. Swollen with flesh and blood, and wrapped in skin, they make it pretty above the feet. If such a one lives in the home, he becomes best of those who enjoyed sensual pleasures. There'll be none better than him. He'll live having mastered all India. But going forth, the peerless renunciate becomes best of all creatures. There'll be none better than him. He'll live having mastered the whole world. Mendicants, in some past lives, the realized one was reborn as a human being. He was a thorough teacher of a profession, a branch of knowledge, conduct, or action, thinking, how might they quickly learn and practice without getting exhausted? Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained this mark. His calves are like those of an antelope. Possessing this mark, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He quickly obtains the things worthy of a king, the factors, supports, and things befitting a king. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He quickly obtains the things worthy of an ascetic, the factors, supports, and things befitting an ascetic. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, in professions, knowledge, conduct, and deeds, he thought of how they might swiftly learn. Things that harm no one at all, he quickly taught so they would not get tired. Having done that skilful deed, whose outcome is happiness, he gains prominent and elegant calves. Well formed in graceful spirals, he's covered in fine, rising hairs. They say that person has antelope calves, and that this is the mark of swift success. If he desires the things of the household life not going forth, they'll quickly be his. But if he chooses the life gone forth, seeing clearly, loving renunciation, the peerless renunciate will quickly find what is fitting and suitable. Mendicants, in some past lives, the realized one was reborn as a human being. He approached an ascetic or Brahmin and asked, sirs, what is skilful? What is unskilful? What is blameworthy? What is blameless? What should be cultivated? What should not be cultivated? Doing what leads to my lasting harm and suffering? Doing what leads to my lasting welfare and happiness? Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained this mark. He has delicate skin, so delicate that dust and dirt don't stick to his body. Possessing this mark, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He has great wisdom. Of those who enjoyed sensual pleasures, none is his equal or better in wisdom. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He has great wisdom, widespread wisdom, laughing wisdom, swift wisdom, sharp wisdom, and penetrating wisdom. No sentient being is his equal or better in wisdom. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, in olden days, in past lives, eager to understand, he asked questions. Keen to learn, he waited on renunciates, heeding their explanation with pure intent. Due to that deed of acquiring wisdom, as a human being his skin is delicate. At his birth, the soothsayers, expert in signs, prophesied, he'll discern delicate matters. If he doesn't choose the life gone forth, he'll roll the wheel and rule the land. Among those with material possessions who have been educated, none equal or better than him is found. But if he chooses the life gone forth, seeing clearly, loving renunciation, gaining wisdom that's supreme and eminent, the one of superb, vast intelligence attains awakening. Mendicants, in some past lives the realized one was reborn as a human being. He wasn't angry or bad-tempered. Even when heavily criticized, he didn't lose his temper, become annoyed, hostile, and hard-hearted, or display annoyance, hate, and bitterness. He donated soft and fine mats and blankets, and fine cloths of linen, cotton, silk, and wool. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained this mark. He is gold-coloured. His skin has a golden sheen. Possessing this mark, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He obtains soft and fine mats and blankets, and fine cloths of linen, cotton, silk, and wool. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He obtains soft and fine mats and blankets, and fine cloths of linen, cotton, silk, and wool. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, committed to goodwill he gave gifts. In an earlier life he poured forth cloth fine and soft to touch, like a god pouring rain on this broad earth. So doing he passed from here to heaven, where he enjoyed the fruits of deeds well done. Here he wins a figure of gold, like Indra, the finest of gods. If that man stays in the house, not wishing to go forth, he conquers and rules this vast, broad earth, he obtains abundant, excellent cloth, so fine and soft to touch. He receives robes, cloth, and the finest garments if he chooses the life gone forth. For he still partakes of past deeds' fruit. What's been done is never lost. Mendicants, in some past lives the realized one was reborn as a human being. He reunited long-lost and long-separated relatives, friends, loved ones, and companions. He reunited mother with child and child with mother, father with child and child with father, brother with brother, brother with sister, sister with brother, and sister with sister, bringing them together with rejoicing. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained this mark. His private parts are retracted. Possessing this mark, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He has many sons, over 1,000 sons who are valiant and heroic, crushing the armies of his enemies. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He has many sons, many thousands of sons who are valiant and heroic, crushing the armies of his enemies. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, in olden days, in past lives, he reunited long-lost and long-separated friends and family, bringing them together with joy. By means of these deeds he went to heaven, where he enjoyed happiness and merriment. After passing away from there to here, his private parts are retracted. Such a one has many sons, over 1,000 descendants, valiant and heroic, devastating foes, a layman's joy, speaking kindly. But if he lives the renunciate life, he has even more sons following his word. As householder or renunciate, that's the meaning shown by this mark. Mendicants, in some past lives, the realized one was reborn as a human being. He regarded the gathered population equally. He knew what they had in common and what was their own. He knew each person, and he knew the distinctions between people. In each case, he made appropriate distinctions between people. This one deserves that. That one deserves this. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained these two marks. He has the proportional circumference of a banyan tree. And when standing upright and not bending over, the palms of both hands touch the knees. Possessing these marks, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He is rich, affluent, and wealthy, with lots of gold and silver, lots of property and assets, lots of money and grain, and a full treasury and storehouses. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He is rich, affluent, and wealthy. He has these kinds of wealth, the wealth of faith, ethical conduct, conscience, prudence, learning, generosity, and wisdom. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, observing the many people in a community, he weighed, evaluated, and judged each case. This one deserves that. That's how he used to draw distinctions between people. Now standing, without bending, he can touch his knees with both hands. With the remaining ripening of the fruit of good deeds, his circumference was that of a great tree. Learned experts in the many different signs and marks prophesied, the young prince will obtain many different things that householders deserve. Here there are many suitable pleasures for the ruler of the land to enjoy as householder. But if he gives up all sensual enjoyments, he will gain the supreme, highest peak of wealth. Mendicants, in some past lives, the realized one was reborn as a human being. He desired the good, the welfare, the comfort and sanctuary of the people, thinking, how might they flourish in faith, ethics, learning, generosity, teachings and wisdom, in wealth and grain, fields and land, birds and beasts, children and partners, in bondservants, workers and staff, in family, friends and kin. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained these three marks. His chest is like that of a lion, the gap between the shoulder blades is filled in, and his torso is cylindrical. Possessing these marks, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He's not liable to decline. He doesn't decline in wealth and grain, fields and land, birds and beasts, children and partners, in bondservants, workers and staff, in family, friends and kin. He doesn't decline in any of his accomplishments. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He's not liable to decline. He doesn't decline in faith, ethics, learning, generosity and wisdom. He doesn't decline in any of his accomplishments. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, his wish was this, how may others not decline in faith, ethics, learning and intelligence, in generosity, teachings and much good else, in coin and corn, fields and lands, in children, partners and livestock, in family, friends and kin, in health and both beauty and happiness. And so he ever desired their success. His chest was full like that of a lion, his shoulder gap filled in and torso cylindrical. Due to the well-done deeds of the past, he had that portent of non-decline. Even as laymen, he grows in corn and coin, in wives, children and livestock. But once gone forth, owning nothing, he attains the supreme awakening which may never decline. Mendicants, in some past lives the realized one was reborn as a human being. He would never hurt any sentient being with fists, stones, rods or swords. Due to performing those deeds he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence he obtained this mark. He has an excellent sense of taste. Taste buds are produced in the throat for the tongue tip and dispersed evenly. Possessing this mark, If he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He is rarely ill or unwell. His stomach digests well, being neither too hot nor too cold. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He is rarely ill or unwell. His stomach digests well, being neither too hot nor too cold, but just right and fit for meditation. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, not with fist or rod or stone or sword or beating to death or by bondage or threats did he ever harm anyone. For that very reason he rejoiced in heaven after passing away, finding happiness as a fruit of happy deeds. With taste buds well formed and even, on his return here he has an excellent sense of taste. That's why the clever visionaries said, this man will have much happiness as householder or renunciate. That's the meaning shown by this mark. Mendicants, in some past lives the realized one was reborn as a human being. When looking at others he didn't glare, look askance or avert his eyes. Being straightforward, he reached out to others with straightforward intentions, looking at people with kindly eyes. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained these two marks. His eyes are deep blue, and he has eyelashes like a cow's. Possessing these marks, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? The people look on him with kindly eyes. He is dear and beloved to the Brahmins and householders, people of town and country, treasury officials, military officers, guardsmen, ministers, councillors, rulers, tax beneficiaries, and princes. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? The people look on him with kindly eyes. He is dear and beloved to the monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen, gods, humans, demons, dragons, and fairies. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, with not a glare or glance askance, nor averting of the eyes, straightforward he reached out straightforwardly, looking at people with kindly eyes. In good rebirths he enjoyed the fruit and result, rejoicing there. But here he has a cow's eyelashes and eyes deep blue so fair to see. Many soothsayers, men clever and learned in prognostic texts, expert in cow-like lashes, indicated he'd be looked upon with kindly eyes. Even as a householder he'd be regarded kindly, beloved of the people. But if he becomes an ascetic, not lay, as destroyer of sorrow he'll be loved by many. Mendicants, in some past lives the realized one was reborn as a human being. He was the leader and forerunner of people in skillful behaviours, such as good conduct by way of body, speech, giving and sharing, taking precepts, observing the Sabbath, paying due respect to mother and father, ascetics and Brahmins, honouring the elders in the family, and various other things pertaining to skillful behaviours. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained this mark. His head is shaped like a turban. Possessing this mark, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He has a large following of Brahmins and householders, people of town and country, treasury officials, military officers, guardsmen, ministers, councillors, rulers, tax beneficiaries and princes. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He has a large following of monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen, gods, humans, demons, dragons and fairies. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, among people of good conduct he was the leader, devoted to a life of principle among the principled. The people followed him, and he experienced the fruit of good deeds in heaven. Having experienced that fruit, he acquires a head shaped like a turban. The experts in omens and signs prophesied, he will be leader of the people. Among people then, as before, they will bring presents for him. If he becomes an aristocrat, ruler of the land, he'll gain the service of the people. But if that man goes forth, he'll be sophisticated, proficient in the teachings. Devoted to the virtues of his instruction, the people will become his followers. Mendicants, in some past lives, the realized one was reborn as a human being. He refrained from lying. He spoke the truth and stuck to the truth. He was honest and trustworthy and didn't trick the world with his words. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained these two marks. His hairs grow one per paw, and between his eyebrows there grows a tuft, soft and white like cotton wool. Possessing these marks, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He has many close adherents among the Brahmins and householders, people of town and country, treasury officials, military officers, guardsmen, ministers, councillors, rulers, tax beneficiaries, and princes. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He has many close adherents among the monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen, gods, humans, demons, dragons, and fairies. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, in past lives he was true to his promise. With no forked tongue he shunned lies. He never broke his word to anyone, but spoke what was true, real, and factual. A tuft so very white, like cotton wool, grew prettily between his eyebrows, and never two, but only one hair grew in each of his paws. Many soothsayers, learned in marks and expert in signs, gathered and prophesied, one like this, with tuft and hairs so well formed, will have many as his close adherents. Even as householder, many people will follow him, due to the power of deeds in the past. But once gone forth, owning nothing, as Buddha the people will follow him. Mendicants, in some past lives the realized one was reborn as a human being. He refrained from divisive speech. He didn't repeat in one place what he heard in another, so as to divide people against each other. Instead, he reconciled those who were divided, supporting unity, delighting in harmony, loving harmony, speaking words that promote harmony. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained these two marks. He has 40 teeth, and his teeth have no gaps. Possessing these marks, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? His retinue cannot be divided. This includes Brahmins and householders, people of town and country, treasury officials, military officers, guardsmen, ministers, councillors, rulers, tax beneficiaries, and princes. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? His retinue cannot be divided. This includes monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen, gods, humans, demons, dragons, and fairies. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, he spoke no untruth, causing friends to split, creating disputes that foster division, acting improperly by fostering quarrels, creating division among friends. He spoke kind words to foster harmony, uniting those who are divided. He eliminated quarrels among the people, rejoicing together with the united. In good rebirth he enjoyed the fruit and result, rejoicing there. Here his teeth are gapless, close together, 40 standing upright in his mouth. If he becomes an aristocrat, ruler of the land, his assembly will be indivisible. As an ascetic, spotless and stainless, his assembly will follow him, unshakable. Mendicants, in some past lives the realized one was reborn as a human being. He refrained from harsh speech. He spoke in a way that's mellow, pleasing to the ear, lovely, going to the heart, polite, likeable and agreeable to the people. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained these two marks. He has a large tongue and the voice of Brahma, like a cuckoo's call. Possessing these marks, If he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He has a persuasive voice. His words are persuasive to Brahmins and householders, people of town and country, treasury officials, military officers, guardsmen, ministers, councillors, rulers, tax beneficiaries, and princes. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He has a persuasive voice. His words are persuasive to monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen, gods, humans, demons, dragons, and fairies. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, he never spoke a loud, harsh word, insulting, quarrelsome, causing harm, rude, crushing the people. His speech was sweet, helpful and kind. He uttered words dear to the mind, going to the heart, pleasing to the ear. He enjoyed the fruit of his good verbal conduct, experiencing the fruit of good deeds in heaven. Having experienced that fruit, on his return to here he acquired the voice of Brahma. His tongue was long and wide, and his speech was persuasive. Even as householder his speech brings prosperity. But if that man goes forth, speaking often to the people, they'll be persuaded by his fair words. Mendicants, in some past lives the realized one was reborn as a human being. He refrained from talking nonsense. His words were timely, true, and meaningful, in line with the teaching and training. He said things at the right time which were valuable, reasonable, succinct, and beneficial. Due to performing those deeds, he was reborn in a heavenly realm. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained this mark. His jaw is like that of a lion. Possessing this mark, if he stays at home, he becomes a wheel-turning monarch. And what does he obtain as king? He can't be destroyed by any human foe or enemy. That's what he obtains as king. And what does he obtain as Buddha? He can't be destroyed by any foe or enemy, whether internal or external, nor by greed, hate, or delusion, nor by any ascetic or Brahmin, or god, or Mara, or Brahma, or by anyone in the world. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this it is said, neither nonsensical nor silly, his way of speaking was never loose. He rejected what was useless, and spoke for the welfare and happiness of the people. So doing, he passed from here to be reborn in heaven, where he enjoyed the fruit of deeds well done. Passing away, on his return to here, he gained a jaw like the finest of beasts. He became a king so very hard to defeat, a mighty lord and ruler of men. He was equal to the best in the city of the 33, like Indra, the finest of gods. One such as that is not easily beaten by fairies, demons, spirits, monsters, or gods. If he becomes of such a kind, he illuminates the quarters and in between. Mendicants, in some past lives the realized one was reborn as a human being. He gave up wrong livelihood and earned a living by right livelihood. He refrained from falsifying weights, metals or measures, bribery, fraud, cheating and duplicity, mutilation, murder, abduction, banditry, plunder, and violence. Due to performing, accumulating, heaping up and amassing those deeds, when his body broke up after death, he was reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. There he surpassed the other gods in 10 respects. Divine lifespan, beauty, happiness, glory, sovereignty, sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and touches. When he came back to this state of existence, he obtained these 2 marks. His teeth are even and perfectly white. Possessing these marks, if he stays at home, he becomes a king, a wheel-turning monarch, a just and principled king. His dominion extends to all 4 sides. He achieves stability in the country, and he possesses the 7 treasures. He has the following 7 treasures: the wheel, the elephant, the horse, the jewel, the woman, the treasurer, and the counsellor as the 7th treasure. He has over 1,000 sons who are valiant and heroic, crushing the armies of his enemies. After conquering this land, girt by sea, free of harassment by bandits, successful and prosperous, safe, blessed and untroubled. He reigns by principle, without rod or sword. And what does he obtain as king? His retinue is pure. This includes Brahmins and householders, people of town and country, treasury officials, military officers, guardsmen, ministers, councillors, rulers, tax beneficiaries, and princes. That's what he obtains as king. But if he goes forth from the lay life to homelessness, he becomes a perfected one, a fully awakened Buddha, who draws back the veil from the world. And what does he obtain as Buddha? His retinue is pure. This includes monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen, gods, humans, demons, dragons, and fairies. That's what he obtains as Buddha. That is what the Buddha said. On this, it is said, he abandoned wrong livelihood and created a way of life that's fair, pure, and just. He rejected what was useless and lived for the welfare and happiness of the people. Having done what's praised by the clever, the wise, and the good, that man experienced the fruit in heaven. Equal to the best in the heaven of 33, he enjoyed himself with pleasure and play. From there he passed back to a human life. With the remaining ripening of the fruit of good deeds, he obtained teeth that are even, gleaming, bright and white. Many soothsayers regarded as wise men gathered and predicted of him, with twice-born teeth so even, so white, so clean and bright, his retinue will be so pure. As king, his people will also be pure. When he rules, having conquered this earth so broad, they won't harm the country, but will live for the welfare and happiness of the people. But if he goes forth, he'll be an ascetic free of ill, his passions quelled, the veil drawn back. Rid of stress and weariness, he sees this world and the next. Those who do his bidding, both lay and renunciate, shake off wickedness, impure and blameworthy. He's surrounded by pure people who dispel stains, callousness, sin, and corruptions. That is what the Buddha said. Satisfied, the mendicants were happy with what the Buddha said.